This is HMM correspondent Alexis Goldsmith, and my guest today is geographer Barbara Heinzen from the town of Queemans. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about the Lafarge cement plant and what your role has been in the Albany County Clean Air Law.
The Lafarge cement plant moved to Queemans in the 1960s. About 3 or 4 years ago, they opened an upgraded plant after a long suit from the EPA so that they had to clean up their air emissions. And they now have a very nice clean stack and a clean operation. So we're very pleased with that. But about 2 years ago, in December 2017, we had news that they wanted to take in 116,000 tons a year of municipal waste from Connecticut, and they wanted to burn it at the Lafarge cement plant as a fuel for creating cement. And the town and the county held a quick press conference right after Christmas and said, this is not something we want here. Please don't do it. And the Connecticut authorities decided that of the three options they had before them, that was the one they would not choose.
And now they're trying to negotiate with the Port of Queemans, which has a contract to accept tires, and they're hoping to burn tires in the plant.
Yeah, let me back up a little bit before that, though, because once we heard about the Connecticut proposal, the town board passed a law in March 2019 saying that no waste, solid waste, including tires or municipal waste, could be burned in any industrial site in the town of Queemans, which effectively ruled it out from by Lafarge, that they could not do that either. Actually, it was any amount over 25 tons a day. At the time that law was passed, Lafarge was arguing that they should at least be allowed to burn tires. And we think that one of the reasons they wanted to burn tires was that the Port of Queemans, which is their neighbor, has a contract to collect old tires from around New York State. And what could be easier than just to take the tires from the port and burn them in the cement plant? It'd be good business for the port and good business for Lafarge because they would save on fuel costs.
And that would be easier than, say, recycling the tires into something more constructive?
It would be better for the port because it's possible that Lafarge would pay them for the tires as a source of fuel, whereas if they had to dispose of them at the Seneca Meadows disposal site, which is in western New York, they would have to pay to have the tires disposed of by Seneca Meadows. So rather than getting paid by Lafarge, they would have to pay to get rid of the tires.
Talk about the election in Queemans that just took place last November and what that has to do with the Queemans Clean Air Law.
When the Clean Air Law was passed in the summer of 2019, we half expected that Lafarge would sue the town for having passed the law. They did not sue the town, but starting months before the law was passed, or actually about a month before the law was passed, they started to run a campaign to elect three people, all associated with the Port of Queemans, plus a representative to Albany County, who also does business with the Port of Queemans. And all four of them were on the slate of the Republican Party to get elected to the Queemans Town Board and as a representative in Albany County Legislature. They won that election by an unusual majority in November, and in the process, they threw out the three people who had supported the Clean Air Law in Queemans, and the current town supervisor, who just came in, now says he will not enforce the Clean Air Law. George McHugh is the town supervisor. He was the former counsel to the Port of Queemans. He also has numerous business ties with the owner of the Port of Queemans, a man called Carver Laraway, and his two running mates, Zach Collins and Brandon Lefevre, both are from families that do business with the Port of Queemans. George Langdon is now their representative in Albany County, and he also has business ties to the Port of Queemans.
So how is this not a conflict of interest?
I would say there's a serious conflict of interest, but we'll see how the new town board does. Maybe they will be sensible. They'll recuse themselves when they have to if there's some matter that concerns the port. I am not wildly optimistic, but that's what they should be doing.
So in the Times Union has previously reported that the town supervisor does not intend to repeal the law, or the town board doesn't intend to repeal the law, but you're saying that they just won't enforce it is the issue.
They won't enforce it, or they could accept the amendments to the town law that Lafarge had been proposing in 2019. And those amendments said, yes, we all want clean air, but there will be an exception for burning tires.
What was in the campaigns that Lafarge was backing? You know, what were they running on if it was clear that they were not in favor of the clean air law?
Well, no, they were very cunning. They said that we like the clean air. Everybody likes the clean air law. We're not going to repeal it. It's only once they were elected that George McHugh said, I will not, this law is unenforceable, which to me says he's not going to enforce it. He may also amend it, but we haven't had any direct news of him trying to do that.
So there was a full-page advertisement taken out by Lafarge that I heard about. What was in that advertisement?
I'm not sure which advertisement you're referring to. There was a quarter-page ad taken out in 2017 saying that Lafarge had no intention of taking in municipal waste from Connecticut and would never consider such a thing. However, we have documentary proof that, in fact, they were in very high-level negotiations with the state of Connecticut to do exactly that and to send the waste to the Lafarge plant in Ravenna, which is part of Queemans.
So do they have a permit now to burn tires? There seems to be some sort of question about that.
There is a question about it. The one person at DEC that we spoke to said that they had a beneficial use determination which would allow them to burn tires, and that this had been expired, but it had now been rolled over and they could still use it. Another group said, well, maybe that's true, but they still have to jump through a lot of hoops before they can actually go ahead and burn tires. We don't actually know where this stands at the moment, which is why we're trying to get a clean air law passed in Albany County.
And that law was tabled in December. Why was it tabled?
It was tabled largely because the county administration found it too complex, and they didn't think they had the staff and the knowledge to enforce it. So the law was tabled, and the new county legislature, the sponsors of the bill, are now working on a simplified version of the clean air law, which will make it much easier to enforce and won't raise as many problems as the original December law raised.
So at the county level, who would be doing that enforcement?
That's one of the questions we'll be discussing this afternoon, in fact. But at the moment, it's the Department of Health that has the enforcement responsibility because air pollution is considered a health issue.
So in the meantime, there's a push for a moratorium on burning tires?
The difficulty we have is that because we're not sure whether Lafarge does or does not have the ability and the permits to burn tires, we're acting on the assumption that they could well start burning tires at any time. And we believe that the Port of Queemans is already accumulating tires at the port, but that's based on the volume of truck traffic we're seeing going into the port, which could be carrying anything. So this is speculation. So we are asking the county executive, Dan McCoy, to issue a moratorium on any tire burning in Albany County for the next 4 to 6 months.
So if they did start burning tires at any point, what would the next step be? This tire burning from happening?
Well, the draft law, both in December and I assume in the new version, will be backdated to January 2018. So as I understand it, in order to burn tires, they have to put in new equipment in the plant. That's an expensive proposition. And if there's a possibility of having the law take away their right to burn tires, they may not want to go ahead with that investment. If they don't burn tires, if they don't have to put in new equipment and they can start burning tires now, a new law that said you cannot burn tires as of January 2018, so it's retroactive, they would have to stop burning tires if the law passed.
This is HMM correspondent Alexis Goldsmith, and we're speaking with Barbara Heinzen about Local Law I, the Albany County Clean Air Law. Barbara, what are the parameters of the law? Who does it apply to, and what does it apply to?
The law applies to all, or will apply, I hope, to all industrial-scale tire burning or waste burning. And there's a whole paragraph on what is solid waste, definitions of what that includes. And it just says you cannot burn it. In order to avoid the kinds of emissions that we believe come from burning tires and solid waste, municipal waste, or various other kinds of waste. So if you want, please write to County Executive Dan McCoy and say, please issue a moratorium.